KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a high around 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, has scheduled an open public board meeting for 8:30 a.m. Central Time, June 18th in Washington, D.C., to determine the probable cause of the fatal December 12, 2017, Oakland school bus fire. The crash occurred when 74-year-old school bus driver Donald Hendricks turned from a gravel road into a residential driveway for a student pickup. After the 16-year-old Megan Clint boarded the bus, Hendricks reversed out of the driveway and backed across the road, continuing until the bus's rear wheels ran off the road. The bus came to rest with its rear half in a 3-foot-deep ditch next to the road. While Hendrick attempted to drive the bus out of the ditch, a fire began in the engine compartment and spread throughout the school bus. Both Hendricks and Clint died when they could not escape from the burning bus. The meeting will be live streamed with a public docket for the investigation available from the NTSB website, the link for which can be found on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And for more information, including the preliminary incident report, you can see a separate link in this same story on our news page. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported the arrest on May the 7th of 24-year-old Aaron Cole of Atlantic. Cole was arrested for theft in the first degree, burglary in the second degree, on 3 counts of burglary in the third degree, motor vehicle, 2 counts of unauthorized use of a credit card under $1,000, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, interference with official acts, and ongoing criminal conduct, unlawful activity. And 27-year-old Katie Bishorner of Atlantic was arrested May the 9th on Cass County warrants, charging her with 4 counts of forgery, 2 counts of theft in the third degree, 14 counts of unauthorized use of a credit card under $1,000, theft in the fourth, and ongoing criminal conduct, unlawful activity in Montgomery County. Cole and Bishorner were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Atlantic Police also arrested 46-year-old Joseph King of Atlantic on May 12th on 2 Cass County warrants for violation of probation. 27-year-old Stephanie Stewart of Sedalia, Missouri was arrested May 13th for OWI. 19-year-old Zachary Butler of Atlantic was arrested May 14th on a Cass County warrant for interference with official acts. And 57-year-old Charles Burns of Atlantic was arrested that same day on a Cass County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Each of those individuals were brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in. 2 Red Oak men were arrested on separate charges late last night in Red Oak. Authorities say at around 11:40 p.m., officers arrested 36-year-old Jorge Uvaldo Garaz Armenta for domestic abuse assault. He was taken into custody in the 500 block of High Street in Red Oak and held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And at around 8:15 p.m., 30-year-old Chase Michael Samples was arrested in Red Oak. He faces a charge of driving while suspended. Samples was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a little more than $566 bond. Also, Red Oak police say a 17-year-old male was arrested at around 3 p.m. Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. The teen was subsequently released to his mother from the Montgomery County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Maynard Madsen, age 87, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Maynard Madsen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Avery Ann Jameson, the 7-week-old daughter of Garrett Jameson and Brittany Green of Fontenelle, died May the 9th in Omaha. Graveside services for Avery Ann Jameson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Gene Hutchinson, age 71, of Orient, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gene Hutchinson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Michael Christensen, age 57, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Michael Christensen will be today at 2:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. M. Darlene, Dancing Darlene Hansen, age 79, of Audubon, died Monday. A celebration of life for Dancing Darlene Hansen will be held today from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Audubon Recreation Center. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dennis Patrick, age 63, of Carson, died May 11th. A visitation for Dennis Patrick will be held today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Arla Mae Grudgen, age 87, of Panora, died May 11th. Memorial services for Arla Grudgen will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Levina Schwartz Bloom, age 101, of Dunlap and formerly of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Levina Bloom will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Dennis, age 75, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Dennis will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merlin Jensen, age 82, of Avoca, died February 18th. Graveside services for Merlin Jensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Janice Namani, age 83, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died November 20th. Due to predicted forecast, a celebration of life service for Janice Namani will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Brayton Town Hall instead of the Oakfield Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ward Seaburn, age 89, of Manila, died Tuesday in Denison. A massive Christian burial for Ward Seaburn will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Robert Skip Curlin, age 89, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Skip Curlin will be on Monday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Marlene Wiley, age 74, who's formerly of the Lyman and Macedonia areas, died January 16th in Arizona. A memorial graveside service for Marlene Wiley will be held June 8th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery south of Lyman. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Hilmer Mathis, age 90, who's formerly of Griswold, died April 30th at CCMH. A memorial service for Hilmer Mathis will be held June 11th at 10 a.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ladine Osler Casey, age 92, a Griswold native, died December 1st in Arizona. A memorial service for Ladine Osler Casey will be held June 22nd at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Nancy Christensen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. Services for Nancy Christensen are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.